A week after more than 30 occupants of a homeless shelter in Sechelt were displaced by a fire on February 7, BC Housing has held meetings with the mayors of Sechelt and Gibsons to come up with some temporary shelter options. On February 15, BC Housing confirmed initial estimates of a timeline for renovation are between 3 and 6 months, though a detailed schedule is still being determined. We appreciate this issue as an immediate concern for those who have been displaced by the fire and for everyone in the Sechelt community, and we are working as quickly as possible on a solution, a statement from BC Housing said. Although Sechelt Mayor John Henderson had been hoping a solution would be confirmed over the weekend, he told Coast Reporter on Tuesday, February 14, the option he had in mind was ruled out due to structural issues. Henderson said Sechelt was exploring providing a modular housing system, but any land they thought might work needs water and sewer, and an appropriate location could not be found. A combination of smoke and water damage has forced the closure of the building on Wharf Avenue, which houses a 35-bed shelter, a pizza business and an overdose prevention site. A dozen ideas considered, none have proven viable. The District of Sechelt is looking into what it can provide in terms of property or a provisional solution. Henderson said district staff have considered around a dozen ideas, from temporary setups at the Seaside Center or empty retail space, but none have proven viable for 20 to 30 plus people. The district, he said, does not have empty land available. BC Housing has a real estate division, we're told, and they are supposed to be looking for anything and everything, Henderson said. It's a very complex issue. I know the preference from BC Housing is for 24/7 housing. That, again, means space that is not being used for anything else. While he commended the staff, organizations and individuals who have come forward to help since the fire, Henderson pointed out that BC Housing and Rain City are ultimately responsible for the response. The district does not have the money, the expertise nor the premises to address this problem, Henderson added. We're back to waiting for an update from BC Housing. We're wanting to talk to the senior people there to make clear that this is a matter that needs to be addressed urgently. I think they are doing what they can, he said. Short-term, mid-term housing. The big focus now is finding a short-term and medium-term solution. Gibson's Mayor Silas White said community agencies have been providing input to BC Housing, as BC Housing takes the lead to find a new location. That organization met with Henderson and White on February 9 and called them again on Saturday, February 11, to make the situation a priority. White took BC Housing's work over the weekend as a good sign. White told Coast Reporter that Rain City and other agencies prioritized determining where the people who were staying at the shelter went on the night of the fire. Just a temporary reaction. Rain City is maintaining its staffing levels of 4 employees at a time to continue to help people, White added in an interview on February 11. Some of the shelter occupants are staying with friends, the shelter in Gibsons, or are temporarily located at the nearby High Tide Supportive Housing Facility, where mats have been made available on the first floor, he said. It's hard to call it, even, a solution. It's just a temporary reaction, he said, though everyone is accounted for. I was among a lot of local people who are disappointed that there wasn't an immediate response to find a place, White said, as a lot of resources have gone into keeping track of where people have gone. Addressing the situation on the Sunshine Coast, where there are fewer options and fewer resources, may take a different approach than in a city like Vancouver. Options could include a new temporary building, though timelines and servicing could be challenging. That's not something that can be done overnight, so that's an additional challenge, White said on Saturday. Henderson emphasized that the business owners and staff of Angelo's Pizza have also been affected by the damage in the Wharf Avenue building, and that we can't lose track of their livelihoods. Growing need. It's a very alarming and concerning situation, especially because the population, on the coast, is growing, White said. He added that there's a common misconception that homeless people on the coast are coming from elsewhere. While that does happen, the majority have lived on the coast for some time and have family here, the mayor said. Issues with mental health and addictions, in combination with a housing crisis, have compounded the situation. There is quite a diversity of different people and different challenges in the shelter, White said. While there are services for people, White said, we're pretty strained as a small community, so there aren't a lot of places for people to go. And some vulnerable people rely on essential services, from where to sleep, get food, and receive social support. BC Housing especially has always been very, very generous in terms of being able to fund our supports for the homeless people on the Sunshine Coast, White said. As a location or series of locations is sought, White said community members with ideas can reach out to him directly at 604-741-7023. Suggestions can also be sent to Henderson at cshelt.ca. BC Housing is looking for a place that could provide 24/7 shelter for 35 people. White suggests that anyone with a place that can be used for temporary accommodation or a daytime location for people to warm up, get in touch. There is also a need for supplies such as tents, food cards and sleeping bags, which White said can be dropped off at the Arrowhead Clubhouse in Sea Shelt.